It's almost time. The G8 summit is about to take place in Kananaskis, Alberta. Next week from June 26th to 27th, leaders of the world's wealthiest nations will gather for an informal meeting to discuss the world's problems. The leaders of the G8 are from France, Germany, the US, the United Kingdom, Japan, Italy, Russia, and of course, Canada. On with the story. For the past 28 years, the leaders of the world's most powerful nations have been gathering together once a year. But for the past few years, anti-globalization protests have been marked with increasing violence and charges of police brutality. The most infamous of these events occurred during last year's G8 in Genoa, Italy. During that summit, a protester was shot dead by police, and more than 231 people were injured in 2 days of violence. Most of the 280 people arrested at the event were freed, but damage from the violence was estimated at over $45 million. This year, in the shadow of the events of September 11th, security has been stepped up. It's estimated that the Canadian government is going to spend $500 million on G8-related security. Maude Barlow of the Council of Canada broke the cost down in an Ottawa news conference earlier this week.
Here they will seal themselves inside a military fortress that is going to cost the Canadian taxpayers $16 million an hour.
Federal Justice Minister Martin Cochon responded to criticism that Canada's G8 security preparations are too costly.
I do believe that we have to proceed on a case-by-case basis, and it's always a question of balance approach.
Yes, $500 million worth of balance. But the money's going to be spent regardless of protests and the whining of pundits. So stand up, Canada. Face the inevitable. Be proud. We're the hosts of the G8 Summit.